from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two former U.S. intelligence officials strongly criticized President Trump Sunday for saying he believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Former CIA Director John Brennan, in an appearance on CNN with James Clapper, the former Director of National Intelligence, said Trump's initial indication that he believed Putin shows, quote, that Donald Trump can be played by foreign leaders who are going to appeal to his ego and try to play upon his insecurities, which is very, very worrisome from a national security standpoint. Clapper said Russia poses an obvious threat to the U.S., and to suggest otherwise, quote, poses a peril to this country. On Sunday, President Trump clarified that he meant Putin was sincere when denying that Russia did not meddle in the election. He said, as to whether I believe it, I'm with our agencies. As currently led by fine people, I believe very much in our intelligence agencies. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group. Those graves, an Iraqi official said Sunday, could contain up to 400 bodies. The bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. Kirkuk Governor Rakan Saeed said he didn't say when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. Iraqi forces have driven ISIS from nearly all the territory it once controlled. This is VOA News. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Iraq's border with Iran on Sunday. At least six people in Iran have been reported dead, according to state television, which also reported that eight villages had been damaged by the tremor. A train crash in Congo on Sunday killed at least 34 people and injured at least 26 others in Lualaba province in the country's southeast. The injury and death toll is likely to rise because some train cars were set on fire and some were carrying fuel. Radio Okapi reported that the National Railway Company of Congo train was carrying passengers and cargo from Lubumbashi to Luena, and 11 of its 13 cars caught fire. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Slovenia's President Borut Pahor was re-elected to a second term Sunday after winning a runoff election against a former comedian who currently serves as the mayor of a northern town. The 54-year-old Pahor is a veteran politician known as the King of Instagram for his frequent use of social media. He won 53% of the vote to challenger Marjan Šarec's 47%, according to results from Slovenian election authorities. In his victory speech, Pahor, who has sought to portray himself as a unifier, said that he will strive to help solve problems and bridge any divisions that might exist in Slovenian society. Turkey is denying a report that it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. The Wall Street Journal newspaper on Friday reported that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who has lived in the U.S. since 1999. According to the report, Flynn and his sons were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to the Turks. And Emirates Airlines, the largest airline in the Middle East, has announced it will buy 40 Boeing 787-10s in a deal worth more than $15 billion. Deliveries of the wide-body twin-engine planes are set to begin in 2022. The manufacturer, Boeing, says the 787 is 25% more fuel efficient than the aircraft it replaces. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.